right. Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio, it's all about competitive cycling. We talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, February 14th. And I'm Brad House, Southern California and Northern California race results coming at you, race reports also. The Early Bird Criterium in Fremont, Southridge Mountain Biking. And we've got a special interview today with Team Riders One founder Esteban Chavez coming up shortly. So let's get into some race results right now.
The Boulevard Road Race, category ones and twos. Fifth place, taken by Pista Palace's Eric Marcotti. Fourth place, Travis McCabe. Third place, Cash Call Mortgage's David Santos. Second place, going to Herbalife Lagrange's Eddie Freyari. And your winner from Team Type 1, William Dugan. In the women's category 1s, 2s, and 3s, your top 5 places, Joy Dirksen taking 5th place, riding for Team Possibilities, Gary Fisher Subaru. 4th place, SC Velos, Empower Coaching's Ruth Clements. 3rd place, Primal Wear, Map My Rides, Emily Kachorik. 2nd place, SC Velo, Empower Coaching's Katie Donovan. And your winner from Vonderkitten, Jennifer Weinbrecht. In the Masters 35 Plus, taking 3rd place, DNA's Peter Coulson. 2nd place, Team Helen's Anthony Restuccia. And your winner from Allegiant Airlines, PainMDs.com, Mauricio Prado. In the Juniors, 17 through 18, 5th place picked up by Team Redlands' Kyle Wright. 4th place, Team Redlands' Quint Berkheimer. 3rd place, Shores Rockin' Roads' Michael Sheen. 2nd place, Team Redlands' Brady Kiss. And your winner also from Team Redlands, Kyle Jarbo. That was the juniors, 17 and 18. And in the category 3s, 3rd place picked up by SC Velo's Alexander Kustik. 2nd place, Shore Sonnens' Samuel Hunter Grove. And your winner from Catalyst Racing, Brian Wilson. Women's Category 3s and 4s. 4th place, taken by Team Cycles Brixton's Jane Faulkner. 3rd place, going to Hannah Finchcamp. 2nd place, Josephine Allen. And your winner, Cal Coast Bikes San Diego's Jessica Noyola. Masters 45s. An incredible hero move by Big Orange Cycling, throwing down attack after attack, taking the top 5 out of 10 places. 10th place going to Mike O'Connell, Team Simple Green, Bike Religion. 9th place, Big Orange Synergy Cycles, Michael Houghton. 8th place, UC Cyclery, JW Flooring's Michael Mueller. 7th place, Big Orange Synergy Cycles, David Worthington. 6th place going to California Pools DeWalt's Douglas Pomerantz. 5th place, Big Orange Synergy Cycles' Mike Halusa. 4th place, Breakaway UBS Elite Masters' Roger Worthington. 3rd place, Big Orange Cycling's Jeffrey Consmo. 2nd place going to Richard Meeker. And your winner, Big Orange Synergy Cycles' Greg Liebert. In the men's category 4s, 5th place, Catalyst Racing's Benjamin Mata. 4th place, Dan Finley. 3rd place, Monster Media Racing's Steve Boniface. 2nd place, going to Velo Club Lagrange's Jeffrey Tuttle. And your winner, Surf City Cyclery's Jeffrey Curran. In the men's category 5As, Riddy Racing's Jeff Block taking 4th place. Aqua Alzui, San Diego Bike Club, Nathan Macias taking 3rd. 2nd place, going to Moment Cycle Sports, Chris Nesbitt, and your winner from Aqua Isle Dewey San Diego Bike Club, Tate Campbell. In the Category 5Bs, fourth place, Chris Heinrich. Third place, Canyon Velos, Sean McKernan. Second place, Citrus Valley Velos, Jeffrey Pettis. And your winner from Aqua Isle Dewey, San Diego Bike Club, Justin Oyne. And in the Category 4 Beginner Women's, third place picked up by Hannah Finchcamp. Second place, Josephine Allen. And your winner, Jessica Noyola. And that was the Boulevard Road Race taking place in eastern San Diego on February 5th. Following that on February 6th, the Red Trolley Classic Criterium. Men's Pro and Category 1s and 2s. Danny Cam taking 5th, riding for Herbalife Lagrange. 4th place going to Jelly Belly, presented by Kenda's Sergio Hernandez. 3rd place, Monster Media Racing, SC Velo's Kyle Leograndi. And it was a Pista Palace sweep for 1st and 2nd. 2nd going to Eric Marcotti, and your winner, Pista Palace's Rasan Bahati. The Elite Women's Category 1, 2, 3s. 3rd place, Mindy Sawala. 2nd place, Jennifer Valenti. And your winner, running for Aqua Isle Dewey, San Diego Bike Club's Trina Jacobson. And in the Masters 35s, 3rd place picked up by 8th Wonder Cycling's Chris Jones. 2nd place, California Pools du Watt, Rob Campilla. And your winner, Philip Tinsman. And in the Men's Category 3s, 3rd place Adams Avenue Bicycles, Jonathan McCoy. 2nd place Cal Pools DeWalt, Benjamin Petzold. And your winner, Bike Religions, Ryan Schneider. In the Masters 45s, 3rd place UC Cycle JW Floorings, Ronald Groth. 2nd place Safeway Pure Red Creative Bicycles Plus, Peter Allen. And your winner, Richard Meeker. That was the Red Trolley Classic, held on February 6th in San Diego. The Roger Milliken Memorial Criterium also took place. And picking up 3rd place in the Pro Category 1s and 2s, Danny Cam. 2nd place going to Skills, presented by Pista Palace's Rasan Bahati, and your winner, Ricky Escuela. Women's Pros in 1s and 2s and 3s, Jenny Rios taking 3rd place. SC Velos Empower Coaching's Pam Schuster in 2nd, and your winner, Jennifer Valenti. Men's Category 3s, Men's Category 4s, 4th place going to Santa Clarita Velos, Paul Chia. 2nd place, Monster Media Racing, SC Velos, Steve Boniface. And 2nd place going to Herbalife Lagrange, Chad Tulloch. And your winner from Team Redland, Scott Pennington. In the Masters 35+, 4th place taken by Mark Noble. 3rd place, Show Air Rock and Roads, John Gabriel. 2nd place, Team Redlands' is Craig Turner. And your winner, Skills, presented by Pista Palace, Christy Markey. And in the Masters 45s, taking 5th place, Helens Racing's Dan Vaught. 4th place going to Surf City Cyclery's Mark Scott. 3rd place, Delta Cases Cycling, RJ1 Products, Will Zemba. 2nd place going to Breakaway UBS Elite Masters, Aaron Gadia. And your winner, also riding for Breakaway UBS Elite Masters, Richard Meeker. That was the Roger Milliken Memorial Criterium, held on February 13th. The Early Bird Criterium, held in Fremont, California, on February 13th. In the juniors, taking a podium spot in 3rd place, riding for Tiani Duro Junior Cycling Team, Reed Smith. 2nd place going to San Jose Bike Club's Jason Saltzman, and your winner from Stevens Bicycle Racing, Ryan Brooks. That's a juniors 10 through 18. Pro men's and category 1, 2, 3's. Picking up 8th place, the International Christian Cycling Club's Ted Toribio. Local rider right out of Fremont. 7th place, going to Form Fitness's Carl Heckert. 6th place, Divine Electric NorCal's Ryan Bennett. 5th place, going to San Jose Bike Club's Rob Mahu. 4th place, McGuire Cycling Team's Martin Acosta. And 3rd place, Firefighter Cycling, Daniel Farina. 2nd place, going to Team Cliff Bar Cycling's John Bergman. And your winner, riding for Yahoo Cycling out of Berkeley, California, Nathaniel English. In the men's category 4s, taking 5th place, Peninsula Velo's Andrew Alanis. 4th place going to Taleo Racing's Jimmy Pham. 3rd place, Fusion Sport USA's Michael Mulvihill. 2nd place going to Colin Ng, and your winner from Taleo Racing, Raul Martin Blown. In the women's category 4, 5th place picked up by San Jose Bike Club's Taylor Melon. 4th place going to Sophia Marin. 3rd place Davis Bike Club's Kristen Hill. 2nd place Red Peloton's Jennifer Gott. And your winner, Lisa James. And in the beginner men's category 5s, 5th place going to San Jose Bike Club's Bobby Abuin. 4th place, Jose Bonilla. 3rd place, Andrew Taylor. 2nd place, Daniel Velasco. And your winner from City Cycle, San Francisco, Ryan Moore. The Masters, category 5s, 45 and over. 5th place picked up by Chris Menicu, running for Team Fremont. 4th place, Karen Coyne. 3rd place going to Precision Stone Racing's Michael Fine. And it was a 1-2 sweep from Peninsula Velo Pomodora. 2nd place going to Curtis Rug, and your winner, Stanley Sang. That was the Fremont Early Bird Criterium, held on February 13th. More race results. The local Southern California scene time trial. The riders won Peninsula Cliff Climb, and we're going to have an interview with the founder of Riders One coming up shortly here on Bike Sport Radio. Be sure and listen up for that. The Riders One Peninsula Cliff Climb, held on January 30th. Race results for men's category 3s. 4th place going to Esteban Chavez, riding for Riders 1. 3rd place, Chad MP. 2nd place, Zach Crow, and your winner, Chan Hoon. Posting a time of 23:11.2. In the category 4s, Bailey Bikes' Matt Marshall taking 3rd place. 2nd place going to Mike Long, and your winner, riding for Herbalife Lagrange, Nick Gillock. And Nick Gillock posting a 22:14.4 ride time. In the junior men, 13 through 14, Gavin Hoover taking 2nd place. And your winner, riding for Bike Palace Back on Track, Duncan Reed. Juniors 15 to 16, 2nd place going to Stephen Israel. And your winner, Miles Irish, posting a time of 23:04.5. Masters 35 plus, 3rd place, William Aligi. 2nd place, Alex Klein. And your winner, running for Ironfly, Kevin Phillips, posting a time of 22:15.7. In the Masters 45 plus, 3rd place, Big Orange Racing Synergy Cycles, Brad House in 3rd. Ironfly's Alan Hill taking 2nd, and your winner, Greg Russell, with a time of 23:19.1. Masters 55s. Reed Moore taking second place, and Robert Wilcox taking the win with a time of 23:52.9. Masters 60 plus, South Bay Wheelman's Bruce Steele taking third. Second place going to Jim Morehouse, and your winner, San Diego Cycle Vets Herb Johnson, posting an incredibly good time of 23:03.4. Women's Pros 1-2-3s. The winner was South Bay Wheelman's Tara Unverzaw. And in the women's threes and fours, Teresa Steele taking second, and Reagan Lunsford taking first with a time of 26:07.6. That was the Peninsula Cliff Climb, January 30th, brought to you by Riders One. The Southridge USA Winter Series taking place in Fontana. In the downhill pro men, third place going to Aaron Gwynn. Second place, Waylon Smith. And your winner, Logan Bingley. Pro women, second place going to Courtney Tomai. And your winner, Joy Martin. In the veterans pros, third place, Stan Guerrero. Second place, Joe Picciottino. And your winner, Quentin Spalding. Expert men 18 and under, Luca Cometti picking up that win. Expert men 19 through 26, Michael Daniels taking that win. Expert men's 27 to 34, your winner was Ben McClellan. And in the sport men 27 to 34, Jeff Benitez picking up that win. And the beginner men juniors 11 to 12. Sage, Parker Sage taking third, Shane Murphy taking second, and your winner, Nicholas Nestoroff. Four cross results. Pro men's Eric Carter picking up the win in the four cross. Expert men Wesley Jones taking that win. Sport men, Rob Raymond picking up the win there. And in the beginner men's, Ian Cook was your winner. Beginner men's 18 and under, Bernie Williams taking that win as well. Cross country race results. Romolo Fusino picking up the win, followed by Waylon Smith in second. In the expert men, 18 and under, third place going to Sean McElroy. Second place going to Sean Small, and your winner, Shane Skeleton. The expert men, 35 and over, Ben Jones picking up that win. And in the sport men, 19 through 26, Andrew Jensen was your winner. Sport men's 27 to 34. Third place going to Brad Watson. Second place, David Banks. And your winner, Jeremiah Smith. Sport women, 34 and under, Shiloh Hawker taking second. And Liz Miller was your winner. In the beginner men, juniors 9 through 12, Ethan Sanchez taking that win. Beginner men's 11 and 12-year-olds, Jonah Sanchez taking second, and Weston Gim taking the win. Single speed men, 35 and over. Third place going to Ryan Haldorf. Second place, Paul LoRusso. And your winner in the single speed, Robot Rogers. Single speed women, Wendy Villegas was your winner there. And in the over 200 club, second place going to Jason Jamora, and your winner was Andrew Hart. And that was Southridge USA. Complete results at southridgeusa.com.
lots of bell noises, bells and ringing, whistles blowing at the races here at Bike Sport Radio. Give us a call if you want to talk about bike racing, bike racers, or what you need to race bike or be a guest on the studio. 213-252-0998. And you're on killradio.org. Happy Valentine's Day. Upcoming events. Southern California's 17th annual Southridge Winter Series Mountain Bike Racing, presented by Shimano, is taking place on the weekend of February 19th and 20th. That's part of a race series. The finals will be March 5th and 6th. Cross-country, downhill, four-cross, and Super D racing for all categories at Southridge Winter Series, brought to you by Shimano. Full details at southridgeusa.com. Coming up on February 21st in Northern Cal, the Dinuba Criterium takes place, presented by Velo Promo, Golden Chain Cyclists, and Rubber Sole Central Sierra Cyclists. This is a USAC-sanctioned criterium. Again, that's February 21st on Monday, President's Day, the Dinuba Criterium. Full details at velopromo.com. Velopromo.com also promoting a number of events in Northern California. Also, the Cantua Creek Road Race, that's coming up on Saturday, February 19th, near Coalinga in Fresno County. Full details on the Cantua Creek Road Race also available at velopromo.com. Northern Cal's also got a really cool promoters seminar coming up. And that's a promoters clinic hosted by Michael Hernandez to cover topics like pre-event planning, staffing required, scheduling the events on the calendar, how to run registration, things like that. That is on Saturday, February 20th. I'm sorry, I think that's Sunday. Is that a Sunday, February 20th? I don't know. February 20th, 2 to 3 p.m., 2 to 3:30 p.m. That's at the Hellyer Park Visitor Center. That's by the San Jose Velodrome in Northern Cal. You can find out details at the Hellyer Park Visitors Center, or you can email direct to Beth Newell, EANewell at gmail.com for the promoters seminar. And also in Northern Cal, the Davis Bike Club putting on a fantastic race clinic for bike racers that are getting into the sport, Bike Racing 101 Clinic. It's an introduction to bike handling and racing skills for entry-level racers. That's on February 27th, and that's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at the Hallmark Inn in Davis, California. Bike Racing 101 Clinic, a great clinic for Category 5s and men in Category 4 women. And you will get 3 upgrade points if you're a Category 5 man for attending this clinic. And they'll be discussing effective group riding, the echelon, the pace line, how to prep for a race, criterium, circuit races, road racing. And it's brought to you by the Davis Bike Club again. Instructors through Davis Bike Club. You can find full details at davisbikeclub.org. Track racing going on in Southern Cal on February 19th. The Lavra Cup continues. The LA Velodrome Racing Association, men and women categories, and juniors as well. There'll be sprints, Madisons. Visit lavelodrome.org for details on the Lavra Cup. That's track racing, February 19th. And on February 19th also, if you're into road racing, the UCL Road Race, UCLA Road Race in Southern California out in Palmdale, UCLA Road Race for collegiate and USA Cycling race license holders, brought to you by UCLA and Bruin Cycling. Bruin Cycling. You can find out details by searching Bruin Cycling online or visit their link at scnca.org. February 27th, the Peninsula Cliff Climb continues, presented by Riders One. And Riders One is a sustainability bike club and team created around the concept of sustainability. The Peninsula Cliff Climb Time Trial. This is a time trial event brought to you by Back on Track Productions. And Back on Track Productions, by the way, has a new event hotline to be activated shortly. 310-373-RIDE. That's right, 373-RIDE. For all Back on Track production events, the Riders One Peninsula Cliff Climb coming up February 27th. All right, so we had a chance to interview the founder of Riders One. It's all about sustainability, bike riding, and bike racing. Esteban Chavez. Got to apologize a little bit for the sound quality. We did this in a taqueria out in Glendale after putting in about, 80, 90 miles or so. So both Esteban and I were clearing our throats a lot, and there's a little bit of echo, I'd say, from the taqueria. The food sure was good, though. So let's listen to Esteban, the founder of Riders One, and hear what he had to say right here on Bike Sport Radio.
Number 10, Bike Sport Radio is here at the taqueria. We stopped here today, and I'm here with Esteban Chavez. We're going to talk about Riders One. Esteban's created this thing called Riders One. What is Riders One exactly?
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Riders One is a cycling club, a community that I started about a year ago that rise to promote issues of sustainability.
Okay. And it's a community also, not just a club, it's a community. So what does that mean? Community means
mainly using our website and Facebook and Twitter. There's a lot of people that love the concept, love what we're doing, they're from all over the place. We have people from Australia and London following us, who dig the idea. But we can't put group rides together with those guys, so that they're our online community.
Bikes have been used to promote a lot of issues and causes and everything. So the sustainability one is actually one kind of near and dear to my heart here at Bike Sport Radio. And so tell us about your sustainability and what does that mean exactly?
Sure, yeah. It's a lifestyle. That's how we're looking at it. And what we're hoping to accomplish is to, show people that, once you start going down this path of trying to live a more sustainable lifestyle, it's like looking at things with a different lens on, For instance, where are you going to spend your money? How are you going to spend your money? The clothes you purchase, what are they made of? Where are they coming from? The food you eat.
Good point. Eating lower on the food chain, buying clothes that are produced with sustainable practices, perhaps, or something like that?
Or supporting companies that are, attempting to treat people, planet, profit, the three P's. Mm-hmm. They're trying to adhere to those business practices, and it's the road is long and it's very broad, and we just want to introduce different concepts to people, and what we're finding is that one idea might strike a chord with somebody, and then they run with it, and then that opens up more doors and just kind of keeps on going.
Right.
And that's how it happened for me. How it kind of happened for me was a couple things happened all at the same time. My wife got sick with cancer.
Oh, dear.
And I was working with a group called Opportunity Green on their conference, and they're a green conference here in Los Angeles. Do some great stuff. OpportunityGreen.com. And so those two things happened at the same time, and it kind of forced me to kind of take a look at what we were doing, what we were eating, what could we do to improve her chances,
Wow.
And a lot of it revolved around nutrition and uh-huh. health and food. So,
okay.
We made some pretty drastic changes in the way we ate.
And it's a long, wide road, so it's appropriate to do that with a bike concept because we ride our bikes on the road. And
true.
You're out there advertising this. You've got on a, for those radio listeners, you can't see this, but it's a nice Riders One jersey. Shirt says Riders One all over it. It's got the website on and everything. And so you're marketing this name, Riders One, out to everybody that sees you wearing it on the streets and riding the miles and miles you guys do. And so I guess the idea is to get more people wearing this and promoting the concept of Riders One. And have you marketed to... what kind of cyclists then? Maybe besides racing, recreational, off-road, maybe all these people, right?
Well, originally, when we kind of put the energy out there, it was pretty broad, and we were getting interested hits from all sorts of cycling culture. which is great, but it was really tough for us to organize. So we narrowed down the focus a bit, and this year we're focusing on building a race club, guys that men and women who ride for fitness and competition.
Okay.
And that's my world, that's the world I know, so it's an easy
right.
jump for me. But at the same time, in the future, we want to definitely do some things for the other cultures out there, and we're hoping to offer those people some opportunity through some of the events that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, we're working on a poster show in June where it's art design, you know, bicycle as a vehicle for change, a bicycle as a vehicle for promoting issues of sustainability. And I think that will speak to a broader audience.
Okay.
And we're working on a criterium in Pomona, and we're hoping to do some street sprints and things like that that I think will speak really nicely to the
cool.
to the urban crowd.
Yeah. Tell us about the poster show. What exactly is that? Would it be an art show then, or?
Yeah, the poster show is going to be screen printed posters. It's going to be a curated and a public show. So basically, very soon here, we're going to open up the website to take submissions from designers around the world, and they can basically put together a design. And
nice.
If it gets approved, if we think it's worthy, it's going to go on the site. At the same time, we're going to invite designers and basically ask them to participate in an event. And the goal is to, you know, to get a really beautiful collection of art and do screen printed, limited edition screen printed posters. And then we're going to hold a party and we're going to try and raise a little bit of money for the club.
Party. Writers1.com. Keep watching that website. You'll be listeners. What about marketing to, now here's a concept, what about marketing to, the Writers One name seems to fit well with a single speed. So what about marketing to the fixies? That's the right fix.
Yeah,
what do you
definitely.
Think of that?
You know, we've had a lot of people who've dug the concept and are part of that crowd, and definitely.
I mean, I can see a messenger bag, you know, that says Writers One on the side, you know, right on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Or a bike hat, you know, a cap, you know, these guys don't wear helmets. So maybe you make a cap that says Writers One or something, something that these guys will buy. They're not going to buy a race jersey, most likely.
No.
You can certainly market the Writers One idea out there with stuff that they use.
Absolutely. And
spoke cards.
Well, that's one hope that we have with the poster show is to bring that crowd in.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we're doing with the Criterion is one of my friends runs a company that repurposes like vinyl billboards and stuff. So we're talking to her about taking all the signage and repurposing the signage into messenger bags and stuff like
nice.
That. And yeah, I definitely want to approach that crowd.
Fits right in with sustainability.
Yeah, yeah. Repurpose, reuse, refuse, recycle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, one of our board members that we just signed on is this gentleman named Eric Cavanaugh, who's an artist, and he manages a few galleries up in San Francisco, and he's pretty entrenched in that crowd. He runs a coffee cart up there, cycling coffee cart. And so
San Francisco's got a huge bike culture.
Yeah, that's kind of the next
LA,
next
San Francisco,
step.
New York is next.
Yeah.
Transportation alternatives and everything.
So yeah, as much as personally as I hate big cities, it's like that's the areas that will have the most impact and we could do the most work.
Right, right. They need to get the message of sustainability because the people who live in the country are probably already living sustainably.
Yeah.
Right. Great. It's a great concept. Great thing you're doing, Esteban. Is there anybody or any supporters, sponsors, or anything you want to mention maybe that's helping to create and grow this concept, this club? Or?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. We've had some, with Writers One gets it done on Sundays and after rides and in the in-between times of my business and family life, and so it doesn't get the attention it really deserves, but with that little attention it does, we have put forward, we've had some great sponsors step up to the plate, Boo Bicycles, Bamboo Frames.
Mm-hmm. Right, we just completed a ride here. I'm looking at a bike
And it looks like bamboo. It is bamboo.
Yeah. Tell us about Boo Bikes a little bit.
Oh, man. Boo Bicycles is a frame manufacturer. It was put together by Nick Fry. He's a Princeton engineer grad and also a pro cyclist, races for Jamis. Mm. And, I kind of reached out to him, and I liked his approach because he was a pro and he came from engineer. And so I figured, hey, if it's good enough for him, it's got to be good enough for me.
Yeah.
And it's totally legit. I mean, it's fast, it's light, it's stiff.
So bamboo is very sustainable, right? And it grows, how fast does it grow?
It can grow up to 2 feet in a day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
2 feet in a day?
Up to 2 feet in a day. This particular brand, yeah.
Wow. So there's no problem with using a lot of resources to refine special materials, you know, like titanium or a special, I don't know how much carbon fiber uses, but bamboo, wow. Awesome concept. Boo Bicycles, okay. And Boo Bicycles is going to be on your shirts and your jerseys.
They're on the jerseys that are coming out here in a month, hopefully. And, yeah, Boo's been really helpful to the club and to, he's been great. So,
now, what about the shirts themselves? They're made by Boo, and they're...
The jerseys were made by a company called VO Max, and they're actually out of Massachusetts.
Made in USA.
Cool. Made in USA, and that was... one of the reasons we went with him. I mean, there are a lot of great people that are doing some good stuff. Bolaire's doing some good stuff. He's solar powered. But VOMAX was one of the only companies that was doing jerseys with 100% recycled polyester.
No.
So this is 100% post-consumer waste recycled. And it's great. It's perfect for what we need.
So you're walking the walk, walking the talk, living the talk. You know, you've got a bamboo bike that's sustainable. You got a jersey made out of recycled material. It's not bad, not bad.
Trying. Yeah, you gotta put your best foot forward.
Okay.
And then, also this year, Cyclops stepped up and offered us a sponsorship. Mm-hmm. Smith Sunglasses is offering us a sponsorship. Mad Alchemy is who's doing some amazing things in the space.
What do they do?
Mad Alchemy makes embrocation.
Okay. I'm not as well schooled as that, as you are apparently. I have no idea what that is.
Well,
embrocation.
We're fortunate here in Southern California that we don't have to use it very much, but for our peeps in the Midwest and in the Northeast right now, you know, they basically, embrocation is like a salve that you throw on your legs for if it's freezing or raining or it's cold.
Oh,
and
okay.
they also make
retains heat,
and they also make like hot weather embrocation. It helps keep your legs cool. And they make chamois creams,
right?
So, and all of the stuff is organic, naturally made in USA,
Mad Alchemy is all organic, natural products and ingredients. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Non-toxic. Yeah. He's doing some good stuff.
Cool.
Pete Smith, madalchemy.com. He's doing some amazing things.
Nice. Very nice. All right. Riders One. So how do we find out more about Riders One? It's the Riders...
Ridersone.com.
One, that's O-N-E. Ridersone.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a few other people. InCycle Bicycles is helping us this year, and Head High Creative, which is my agency, and it's kind of a self plug, but agency does pay for a lot of the bills with Riders One.
Yeah.
Did I miss anybody? I believe that's
Enzo.
It.
Enzo is on there, I see.
This was a...
Clismo Moda.
That was a startup clothing line that really didn't go that far just yet, but maybe, possibly, later.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything you want to add about Riders One and where it's going, its goals, ultimately?
Sure. Right now, we're doing a big push to try and recruit members for the Los Angeles area, Southern California, to join our race team. So if you're a racer out there and you're looking to join a team, come join us. We got coaching and some good sponsor hookups. And
coaching too, cool.
We do have coaching by Jay Wolkoff. The guy's got like 300 career wins and very strong.
All right. Sounds good.
And
Taqueria. Where are we? Are we in...
This place is
Glendale?
I have no clue, but this place is great. It's got
you have no clue where we are out there, audience, but
there's like a deer head on the wall.
Yeah. Great lunch though. So fantastic. Yeah. Okay, so riders1.com, and you're on Bike Sport Radio, and thanks a lot, Esteban.
Yeah, thank you, Brad. Good riding.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, so thanks for listening again to Bike Sport Radio. Another issue we talk about is bike advocate issues, and we always close our show with something to talk about bike advocacy. It's very important for everybody out there, whether you're a racer or not. The LA Bike Plan is heading to the City Council. It has been approved by every other department that's possible, and the LA Council is the last hurdle before the new LA Bike Plan will be final, and you can find out details at labikeplan.org. Again, labikeplan.org. So thanks again for listening to Bike Sport Radio, and we'll see you next time. She